In 1650, the musicologist Athanasius Kirchner took it upon himself to transcribe birdsong into music notation. This was then published in his book Musurgia Universalis. Kirchner began with the song of the nightingale, which he declared was nature's embodiment of the perfect idea of art and music. Then he went on to transcribe the song of the cock, hen, cuckoo, and quail. And finally, there is a parrot. The parrot has no tune. It simply states hello in Greek. This book was widely disseminated and must have come the way of Heinrich Biber, as this is the very bird song which is found in his Sonata Representiva, written in 1660. This is a really unusual work, with the violin using techniques to describe not only the same birds as Kirchner, but also a frog and a cat. Here are five of the animals from the Sonata Representiva. The distinctive cuckoo, and then a really out-of-tune frog. This is followed by a fast and dissonant cock and hen. The quail is shy and soft, and it is followed by my favourite, the cat. The tune of the cat ascends, and then the last notes slide down in a perfect, if slightly plaintive, meow. Biber's Sonata Representativa are played here by Musica Antiqua Cologne under Reinhard Goebel. Thank you. to listen to this bonbon again, please go to www.fmr.co.za. Click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.